The best tea in the city.
Welcome. This is the best tea in the city. Yes, kidna. Get up, Mugwil. Are you sharp? Oh, sharp. Kidna, get sharp. Okay. Arulele. What happens when you love your partner, but they're not great in bed? You love them, but they're not great in the boudoir. Is sex something fixable? Because for some people, sex is such a deal breaker. When the love is there, the affection is there, the attention is there, all the things you need are there. But just that when it comes to the dance, your lady is not, no, she's not in it. Can you fix that without going outside, mister? Because we must remember that no one is bad at sex. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Meaning, it is something is teachable. If they had a bad teacher, that's why they had a bad student. They can only be bad at it if they are not willing to work on it. It's like a skill. But are you prepared to work on it with your partner? Or are you going to throw it all away because you just don't like working hard for certain things? Sometimes it is not even necessary or necessarily the main issue. There are other issues. Like I said, they never had a great teacher to begin with. Or the way they were socialized dampened their erotic fire. You know how girls are always told, hey, do la pila. Eh? Close your legs. Do this. Do that. So even men, you've been socialized in so many ways. Those things play in your mind because they were part of your formative years. There's more to sex than just the physical, hey? It's all in the mind. What do you do? You love your partner, but the sex is not great. Is love enough? Hashtag, can you love with bad sex? How? As we sip the best tea in the city. It's not bad, but it's just not great. So what do you do? Can you work on it? Because obviously, should you seek advice, they'll tell you, don't throw the baby out with the water. When you have someone you love and they're not so great in bed, you can't throw it all away. You can work on it. Because we can ask you other questions. What if they don't know better? Aren't you going to teach? What happens when you've been together for so long, the passion dwindles? Does it mean it is over? Or are you going to find a way to bring back the spark? There are so many reasons. There are so many scenarios and situations that will make love flourish, stay hot, but the physical activity between the two of you dies. What do you do? Is love enough for you to fix bad sex? Hashtag, can you love with bad sex? Raymond Sibapu says something that is very profound, and I think it hits home. He says, in my view, the best way is not to leave, but to teach your partner, because even outside, you're not guaranteed that you're going to have great sex. Yes, the grass is not greener. And even if it is, there are no guarantees. You may find somebody who gives you great sex, but not love you. And then, here are the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on can you love with bad sex? 1, it might not be about sex. Because think about it. You want to throw away the love because there's bad sex? It might not even be about that. The mind is the most powerful weapon in bed. So if the mind is preoccupied by other things, the chances that sex will be subpar are very high. Think about it. As individuals, we all have history. We all have stresses. We are all socialized, especially regarding our bodies and sex in particular. Until you know what's in your partner's mind and what's bothering them or affecting them, you won't be able to fix bad sex. Two, no one is bad at sex. I'll say it again. No one. Unless they had a bad teacher. In fact, most of the time they had a bad teacher. Bad sex is the result of both parties that are involved. And the blame shouldn't be laid entirely at one person's door. It could be you, actually. Substandard sex is as a result of a range of factors. Inexperience, like I said, bad teacher, which speaks to history, and simply something that is within the relationship, a lack of communication being the primary source. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on Can You Love with Bad Sex? Take control in the bedroom. That's one way of doing it. If love is there, half the battle is won. Taking control of the bedroom will help alleviate the stress that bad sex brings. Teach. Speak. Play. Nothing else. And that's where the problem is. We're not getting it. Yeah. Because of this 90-day rule, now you're in love. Right? Mm. It's after 90 days. I agree, you're busy with emotions. Mm. And you're not busy with the dance.
Yeah.
Now, after 90 days, you realize, ah.
Yeah, there was no audition phase.
Thank you.
Thank God I don't apply this 90-day rule.
Oh. But is it fixable?
I think it can be. And also, I agree with you when you say there's no bad sex. But someone can be boring in bed.
Yeah.
Someone can be too conservative for your liking.
Yeah.
It can be fixed if somebody's open to being fixed. Yeah. Well, not fixed because it's not like they're broken.
No, sure.
Yeah.
But I understand the context. Yeah.
If someone is willing to say, let's do it together, let's try new things. Yeah. So, because sex should be exciting. Mm. It should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, but I also know that there was a point where I was in love with a person that I thought everything they were doing was right until I fell out of love and realized that the sex was not good. Mm.
So love made it.
Yes.
Basically, love cemented everything.
Yeah.
So love is enough.
Love is enough. Yeah.
JJ?
I agree. Love is enough. And if you feel like the sex is not perfect, then clearly there are other elements in the relationship that are not perfect. Because if you cannot have that conversation with your partner that, hey, let's change this, let's change that. I don't know. I just think like if you're having bad sex, then you're probably only doing missionary.
Because culturalization said,
yes,
a woman must just look up and he must do the do, and
exactly.
Then that's it. And then she comes from that experience. Mm-hmm. And then you ask her as a colleague, are you satisfied sexually? She's like,
no. It is what it is.
It is what it is. And you look at it, it's really more of a background than it is the partner.
Exactly.
Hey, we're talking about can you love with bad sex? Can you? That's the question, right? And the reason we're asking this question is because sometimes we take it for granted that you can have and it happens for so many people. For some people, sex is a deal breaker, regardless of how much they love a person. And then something called maturity comes in. And maturity says, I love this person. I'd rather work on it than throw out the baby out with the water. And the question, therefore, is love enough then to help fix that sex problem, so to speak? Because you love them, but the sex is not so great. Can you work on it? Hence, hashtag, can you love with bad sex? You still haven't answered the how. Communicate, you say? Okay. Communication is key because you need to. All right? Can you teach someone new tricks? I don't want to say an old dog, but can you teach someone new tricks? Because we all have a history. Can you teach them something new? And I think the answer to that is if they are willing. Can you love with bad sex? Your voice notes and last sip coming up.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
Malume T. Ke matsilam ngwaneng le kae? Hey. Yeah, I once met such a person. And I brought up the part of let's look at things to do with porn, how things are done and everything. It was like, no, let's okay, keep interested in Piki, the devil stuff. But while the AK-47 is there, but our mutam dim, look what I ring village mola if it. I'll like a petropod or limbo. Yeah, what? Nix.
You see, that's why I talk about culturalization or our background, how we're socialized around sex. Maggie, hi. Maggie.
Hi, Tabo.
Okay.
Keeping okay.
Keep welcome.
Yeah, I'm listening to the topic. Yeah. Very interesting.
Go ahead.
But you know what? You will fall in love with the bad sex.
Mm.
Because now it depends on the particular person.
All right. In your experience?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you find that this person is so in love with you and you're having that thing, you can't tell him or him on the phone what they're doing.
Okay. Why who better yena? Why who better yena? It's in when.
I can experience table counts.
So you're comparing him?
No, not in the comparison as much. Mm. You'll feel like somebody knows. He thinks he knows. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, like adults, it's not easy to address or reach Mona. You're not doing the right thing.
So it's not easy to talk?
It's not easy to talk, especially when you have feelings for him, you see?
I think that's why you need to talk. Maybe then you're saying love is not enough.
No, not exactly. Not exactly.
Maggie,
not exactly.
Maggie.
Chavo.
I get a whistle. Wamratam.
I whistle. Yamratam, John. How old?
I get a barrel motoy gets it, a motoy tukiset.
Motoy gets it, a motoy tukiset.
Rale?
That over Ramojas, I can't go on some can say the roller skate.
Nikis, here I got Rubu and Akoman. Give me to how I get Ramoze.
Hey, and that.
Hey.
Hey.
And that's why I get it. Maybe the first step, step to take is do not assume it's him because it's about the two of you, right?
Mm.
Hey, so how can I go on a limbo tata? Already, of course, we're talking about the roller skate. Abali. How can I bear a hand? We're going to talk about feelings. Never.
Hi, this is from Pizze. I can't stay in a relationship where the sex is bad, hey? But it's up to me to actually teach my partner how to do the things.
Thank you. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I'm still taking your calls. 086-000-959.
Well, listen, Zwako Alex. Anyway, not personally, I gabi. Love is not enough. Let sex is a milibem nati. If sex is yom nati, abafetuli le rato, I na konna alibiting. Cause honestly, na sex konna, if you give me good, it's not a deal breaker. How mfam nati kita urata? How some pim nati? I ask is slice at soot. Ijo alunje.
Aruteke man. Who must teach? I like what Nicholas Tulani says here. Good sex is an acquired skill you learn. It's not inherent. Huh? How to get a phone on a software? Highly dang, you upgrade it. You put apps in there to make it work. Really? Hey, relationships are hard. Yeah, I get it because you're lazy to work on it. Or maybe you don't even agree with me.
Nati was it follows, man. If she's not a good kisser, it follows that the sex as well won't be so nice because this thing they flow together, eh?
Mara, hold on. Why didn't you kiss her? Why didn't you teach her how to kiss you? Because chances are she had a bad teacher. Mashomul. Hey, Trumps. Hello, folks.
Hello. Hey,
how's it, Meowty?
Right, number two.
I'm good, man. Can you love bad sex?
No, not at all, bro.
Why?
Not at all.
Why?
No, because of, you know, it doesn't put you in that mood, actually. So sex is all about, like, being in a good mood, enjoying each other's company. You see, it's more like you're going to Kyalami, and then you're racing with the Lamborghinis, and when you have a Mini, the old Mini, Club 75.
So, Mashomola.
Yes. Hello?
What about Murata, this chick?
Yeah.
Ah, umaka. How do you give up on a woman beautiful, sexy, that you shellad, right? And the only thing she doesn't have is great sex. Why don't you teach her? Why don't you upgrade her umukenye di four pipe like Lamborghini?
Oh, it's okay. Taking the way one are local road, somebody four pipe, joy to king, hello slow is slow.
Colin, hi.
Hey, Chibo, how's it?
I'm good, man. Welcome.
I'm well, my brother. Speaking to Colin from Ebony.
Yeah.
I know it's a game, but Chibo's name, like what's up with the mark? Don't judge me. Bubble machine, you know?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm blind.
So, actually, what you are saying to me is you went outside your relationship to go by, ne?
Not really.
My question, before Unka off-ramp, my question is, you love your woman.
Yeah, for sure.
But the sex is not great. Can you fix it? Is love enough for you to fix that? Yes, no?
I'll prefer to fix it.
Thank you. Here's my other question. If you prefer to fix it, how?
I'll talk to her.
I'll teach
her. Oh, yes. It will let her in a right way. Forget about the... the short way. Approachment, it counts a lot.
You see, I'm dealing with assumption. You're assuming it is her.
Yeah, that's the thing sometimes, because once you assume, maybe ki Maria,
mm-hmm.
to find out what it
is. Joseph. Bye-bye. Nandi, hello.
Hello, Pratskin.
Kala kunjansis.
Nyapil. Prati, nyakolista, I don't think in Nassal. Actually, I don't think Azang in Nassal.
Even if you're mtanda, Lomond.
Loputi, we're mtanda, begang in Zela, all the things, begang patagase, pati kaya, besi peta, glow in Dawle.
Wapuma wayang apandli.
So Lomunzo is doing it better than him, but the other person, yena agana tando lo no tando ulong agwazi lo gwaziyo utanda loko.
So in other words, you can't have it both ways.
Yes, I can't have it both ways. So
you chose.
We'll see where it takes us.
So for you, love is not enough.
Love is not enough, because I when it's easy to it, but you feel that you need to fix them via sex. And then if we are better,
right? Is it something that you cannot teach or fix?
I know it can't. You can't actually teach a person the gomela affiliate to that point or not. Because mom jailing or mimping to me, I feel a small nyana or less of a man, and which is for me, and yet bim nan to kumiranjal. So the next time when we do it, saying at my school, did I do it right? Did I do it wrong?
So in other words, his anatomy was not good for you.
Yes.
Okay.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.